Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And today, we just wanted to have a quick update on entertainment we're enjoying, because there's a lot of moving pieces. We have a book coming out, if you haven't heard about it, and it has caused both of us a lot of stress. please enjoy it, but it has been a whole thing. But I'm very excited for you to check it out. But a part of that is sort of the stress relief of entertainment and what you look to when you are having these moments. So we just wanted to have a quick conversation about that. There are a couple of things that have come out recently that I know you all know I'm a fan of. So just a check-in, shall we say.
I like it. Which, by the way, yeah, I have restricted Annie from buying things because the things that she loves, like there's... Mm-hmm. It's too easy for her to get the things that she loves. I'm like, but I might have bought it for your birthday, so you're not allowed. Literally had a, like, I banned her from buying things. I'd do it again.
Yeah, which was funny because I had just bought a bunch of stuff. But it was nothing that was in your realm. I don't think.
I was like, we're good, because I didn't even know about that site. So we're good on that. But everything else, I'm like, just stop now. Just stop. But yeah, we wanted to have a check-in because, you know, we haven't talked about phone games. We haven't talked about cozy gaming in a while, which I'm not doing a lot of. I feel like I've kind of backtracked on the cozy gaming on the Switch. You did tell me a few, and I did see one advertised because it was like the Oxenfree 2.
Oh, I'm going to talk about that, but yes.
Yeah, so I saw that, and I'm like, maybe I need to get that. Sounds like it could be up my alley, but then you're saying all these things, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe not. because I've discovered I am real lazy when it comes to these games. Like, I liked the Animal Crossing, but I don't want to actually create the village, so it still looks pretty bare and looks like an island without roads, because I'm like, why? I just want it to be an island with a few houses. I don't understand the problem here. I've built up the museum, if people were wondering, and that's why I've been sending you things, because I'm like, here, take these fossils, because they're just in my pocket now. And I kind of made my house to what it is, but I keep being, I'm told that I need to do more, but I'm like, I've got an A. What's the next bit? So I'm being very lazy, because I haven't been on for a while. So if you looked at my island, there's a lot of weeds that I need to go take care of. Missed out on a few festivals, I think. I have a lot of roaches in my house.
Oh.
That's a thing.
I didn't know that.
Go back and find it, Annie. But I do. I want some like easy gaming. Like, we talked about Coffee Talk. I'm like, so if y'all have some suggestions where I can just barely do things, let me know.
Yeah.
Because I am missing out on a few things. The phone games, I'm still playing just the like a few games, but I've been doing less and less. I've been playing the Love and Pies, which I've told you about before. And I will say, with all the stuff, all the games that I've played thus far have celebrated like Pride Month. And it was nice to see and had these little backstories and very cute. I was like, okay, because I told you about the couple in Love and Pies, where it's her uncle and his husband who have been together for years and years and years. And they had the whole like backstory of how they met and them like creating things together. It was very cute. So really still enjoying that one. Doing the still the June's Journey. I do that every now and again, not as much anymore, because much like Animal Crossing, you have to build that up. And I have made a mess of my town and island. And there's no way for me to change it. I'm like, I'm done. Someone needs to tell me how to do this. Like my good friend, his island looks amazing. Like I'm like, what? He's got resorts. Mm-hmm. He's got like all these things. I'm not doing so well. I don't know what half the things function for.
I will tell you that I recently got to go to the beach and I played Animal Crossing and I was at the beach and my friends very friendly mocked me. Made a lot of jokes, asked me a lot of questions about my island and how it was going. But my island, no surprise to anyone, is very Star Wars themed. So you should see, Samantha, now I have a Tatooine-based flag and the song of my island is the Imperial March.
Did you create that? Because you have to create that yourself.
Oh, I looked it up. I was like, somebody's done this for me already. I just need to look it up. And someone had done it for me already.
Amazing. I haven't visited your island. I need to do this soon.
It's
really
a mess.
Do.
It's actually like, that's the two high points of it.
But did you get all your fruits? Because I try to send you fruit.
I have all my fruits. This is what I was worried would happen when I started playing it, is now I'm a completionist. So I'm just like, I had to finish the museum.
It doesn't take as long as you think. Oh, you know
but
what?
I don't time travel.
Oh, that's right. So I've got all of my fossils. I don't have all of my animals. That's true. I didn't finish my museum. I'm a liar.
That's the art that's taking forever.
Yeah, because you have to go. But eventually Harvey builds a whole island and you can go to see him every day.
I did, but he doesn't change his art, Samantha.
Really?
Only on Mondays. This is embarrassing. I
didn't even know that.
Yes, because I'm a completionist.
Well, now this is fun. I'm glad that you're more into it than I am now. I'm like, yeah, okay, you did this. I'm fine. No. I will say, I think on top of this, the reason I've slowed down is because I've been way too much on TikTok. I told you the other day I was not going to get on it all day. I did not. I got on it. Yeah, I failed.
It's tough.
I failed like really hard.
Automatic.
It is. Well, now, like, if you've noticed, there's a whole thing where the articles are coming out. And we talked about it before, that people are searching more on TikTok than they are on Google. And I've done this. And future plans, I'm planning to go to New York for my birthday. And so I'm going through, scrolling through TikTok to find, like, best places to eat, because my trips revolve around food and food only. I don't care about the sights. I don't care. I just want all the good foods. So I'm searching like different people. Of course, so now my feed is all K-pop, K-drama, New York. Oh, and K-skincare. They got me with that too. Because I'm like, what is this stuff? A whole different story. But yeah, so I'm very like caught up in TikTok. Also, if you live in New York, which I think we have a pretty chunk of a good chunk of listeners, give me your recommendations about food or something that I can't miss. I'm coming in September and I want to eat all the foods. I've been there before. I've been a few times, but I'm coming in concentrating on food and not people. Because usually when I go to New York, I just go to hang out with people. Nope. This is for my birthday. I want to go eat the foods. Yes. And I guess see some things. You tell me what I need to do.
Yes. We need you. Listeners. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
That's what I'm up to.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, you did mention one of my big ones. I hesitated to bring it up because there's strikes going on. And I didn't know this, but one of my very favorite games, Oxenfree, which I've mentioned before on the show, I've talked about before on the show, was an indie game, but it was bought by Netflix. But the sequel came out a couple weeks ago, and I loved it. And I did recommend it to you. The only thing is, and I told you this, it's kind of, for me, it's kind of stressful because you have to make your, basically you get like, someone says something to you and you have to choose between like three text bubbles really quickly. Not really quickly, but quickly, or they fade. Nothing happens to you if they fade other than you might not get like the ending you want or something. You can't die in this game. But sometimes I stress out because I'm like, what's the subtext of this meaning? Like, I'm like getting in my head. And it's kind of like Stranger Things. It's a very like 80s. Radio signal creepy game, but it's very like text-based and kind of cute. Like the design is cute and fun, and I really enjoy it. I've already played it. I played it on my Steam Deck, not a sponsor. But it was really, really fun. And I told you it also, the ending, it's the first time in a long, long time that I've had an ending where I actually like laid awake and was like, well, what does it all mean then? What is this? Just because everyone agreed on what the good ending was. And I was like, is that the good ending? What is reality?
What is reality?
It's sort of the heart of the question is, what is reality of that game? It also has a lot of interesting things about motherhood. And I really like at the end, like no spoilers, but there is kind of this whole conversation about what it is to be a mother, but also like that's not all you are. Like you're more than just a mother. You're more than just all of these things. And it was just, it was a really interesting conversation I'd love to come back to because it was kind of like you've been thinking of her in this one way, but here are all the facets of her where she's a person outside of that. That was cool. Mm-hmm. That was cool. We did go see Barbie separately, but we did both go see it. And I want to talk about it more for sure. But I mostly what I just want to mention here is that there was a young boy sitting behind me and he cried in fear at the Kins. And I was like, you are right, kid. You are correct. And
that is the correct response. You're going to be okay.
Yeah. I was like, honestly, I wasn't annoyed at all. I was like, this is terrifying. You're right. I'm with you, kid. I'm with you.
In my audience, so we went to a theater that is independent. That's an independent theater and had to close down and then got reopened. Wonderful. And it is real old. Like, I forgot how old. And I went in, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
you have to be.
Is like, yeah.
Well, you have to be in the back row to actually appropriately see the screen. The way it's like, there's no tilt, it is all flat, and it's just screen, like literally, what you would think of the old school movie. I was like, oh, there's no amenities to this at all, except for the people and the culture, and you're giving money to a good cause, whatever, independent theaters. But like, my whole crowd of people were mainly older people. That I noticed that there was there was several that was younger, but I saw a lot of older men, and I was very interested in that. Like, I saw like probably 50s and older men with their wives, or like just hey, I was like, there's a lot of y'all. Wow, I wonder if it's like this is a historical context of what this was. But I found that interesting.
Yeah, it was. I mean, like. We probably will come back and talk about this more in depth later, but my crowd was very, there were a lot of like shocked gasping, especially from the women of like,
Yeah. Yes. There's a lot of giggles like,
yep.
That's how it went.
Yeah.
Knowing giggles.
Yes. The knowing giggles. Yeah, that was really fun. What We Do in the Shadows came out, new season. I have loved it. There was one about Gay Pride Parade, and it was very funny.
But is it completed?
Huh? No.
Okay.
It's they release every... Actually, today one came out. They come out on Thursday, but if you're streaming it, it comes out on Friday.
Right.
And it's on episode 5 of 10. But
okay.
There was one about Pride Parade that was purposefully very, like, people are being tokenizing of your, quote, gay guy. But at the end, it had such like a like happy acceptance of it. I was like, oh, we have to watch this. I made all my friends watch it.
You know, I have to build mine up till it's over so I can binge it.
Yes. You are the opposite of me. Yes. I like to have the space it out. But I also want to know because I can see all the descriptions of the other ones and I want to know. There was also very funny cameos. With the Energy Vampire Council. Oh my gosh. Oh, it was so annoying, but purposefully and hilariously. So I've been enjoying that. I did binge Good Omens, which some of you have written in about. And I am actually working on an episode based on a suggestion of our listener, good friend, Jamie, about shipping and Good Omens. Is going to be a big part of that episode. The shipping of Good Omens. Woo!
Have you seen their like parody show where they're doing Zoom together?
No.
And they're just being annoying with each other. David Tennant. You have? I'm going to have to find one because all they're doing is arguing with each other and or talking to each other. And then they bring their wives into the play. It's quite funny. Michael Sheen and David Tennant.
Yes. They were very cute in it. And I, again, no spoilers, but I was like, okay. Okay.
I think it was a BBC series during COVID and people loved it.
Oh, I did see it. I didn't watch it, but I did like, I remember hearing about that. Yeah.
I'll
I got to
send
check
you some
out.
Clips.
Yes. So I can prepare for this episode. Oh my gosh. Also, I watched The Bear, which everyone was telling me to watch because I guess I'm on a food show.
Oh, and I was like, I wouldn't have sent that to you. I don't know. I love the show.
Yeah, no, I loved it. But I think this goes back to what we talked about in the episode we did about I think it was the strike episode, but like these genres, people were framing it to me like it was a comedy. That is not a comedy. That made me never want to go to a restaurant ever again.
I would say it's a feel-good dramedy.
Yeah, it's like...
it's not as hard, because I was waiting
fit.
For it to be.
Yeah.
The way I had framed it in my head was that this is going to be traumatic. Everything's going to be the worst, and they're going to all hate each other, and things are going to go bad. And then you're like, mm-hmm. oh, there's some funny bits. Okay. Oh, that's so sad. Oh, okay. It's not going to end badly. Yay. Like, that's the emotions I had, because I had no idea going. And I didn't want to watch it at first, because, you know, I hate sad things
mm-hmm.
and embarrassing things. Anything that mm-hmm. makes me cringe. And that's why I assumed the entire thing would be, and it wasn't. I was pleasantly surprised, but I waited forever because that's what I thought it was.
Yeah. I had so many people suggest it to me. And I guess, I don't know, but I thought it was going to be comedy. And so it was sort of a, I was very stressed about it. I always have known that working in a restaurant is quite stressful, especially in a restaurant of a certain, I don't want to say caliber, but like expectation of what has to be.
Did you watch season two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're just starting season two.
Oh my. Well.
Yeah. I'm a little stressed out because it's already.
Yeah. I mean, you're fine. I don't want to. But the final episode, I was literally like, oh my God. I'm too stressed. But I don't think it's anything. I think it's more just.
You
made me feel guilt for the pressure we put on people in restaurants.
Right.
I guess. I did enjoy it. I do. Every time someone suggests something to me, I trust that they know that I would like it. And they're almost always right. But I'm also like, TV shows stress me out anyway. And then I'm just reticent in case, like, what if I don't like it? I have to say something. But no, I did really enjoy it. I did really enjoy it. It stressed me out because I was like, if this is what restaurants are putting people through, then I can't. I feel terrible. But I did like it.
Just tip really well.
Yeah, I do.
In
but
cash.
They have a whole conversation about tip in there. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
The big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Also, I have a fan fiction update, because as you know, I have been publishing fan fiction.
Yeah, what's the name, Amelia?
And So far, it's been great. And I've had great comments and people give me suggestions and I write them, even though I'm like, I would never have this idea or write this idea. And then I do. And I'm like, actually, no, you're right. This is cute or whatever. But I have had some interesting, as we talked about in our episode called DubCon, which is dubious consent. I've had some interesting conversations about that with commenters where, like, either they think I'm warning people too much and that makes it like sound scarier and then people leave and then it's not that bad. But I'm like, so I don't want to, I would rather warn people too much than not
right.
warn them. But then I've also had people, by people, I mean one person, who came at it from a completely different way than I interpreted something and was like, it was interesting because I think like ultimately everyone identifies with one character over the other.
Right.
And in this, I identified with a character that had much more like insecurity and self-doubt and all of this stuff. And the other person identified much more with the other character that doesn't have that and was like, never, you could never convince me that someone would be like this and all of this stuff. And I was like, I am not going to have this fight right now. I could convince you. But it was just interesting to see like the, because I do think there, it was a flaw. Like, it's not a good thing. I didn't want to portray it as like a good,
right.
This is insecurity. This is damaging, all of that stuff. But it was just interesting to hear from someone who was like, oh, no. but also on top of that, I have had trouble reading fan fiction lately.
Oh, no.
Because all I can think about is I should be writing fan fiction. And so I've learned, like, it feels like it is become, I do this all the time. I made it a job. I made it like a thing. I made it. It took something I enjoyed and made it like, oh, I have to do this. And I'm trying to balance it out. I've also discovered that creativity like really gives me energy. It really does. Like, I was so tired the other day and I made this like very silly Dungeons and Dragons collage and it gave me so much energy just doing this ridiculous thing. But it's, I'm gonna have to figure this out because I don't want to lose fan fiction to I feel like I have to go write fan fiction. I don't know,
that would be so sad.
I would be very, very sad. I would be very unhappy to this, but I have just discovered it's really like, it used to be something I did. Like after work, I would check and I would read it and it would be a nice kind of like decompressing thing. And now it's become, well, now I've got to write because I have to publish. Like, I'm going to have to figure it out.
Can you take a hiatus?
Oh, no.
Oh,
my listeners. I always say listeners, even though they're readers.
And that's how who's listening?
People could find me. I always make that mistake. Yeah, it just feels like a pressure, especially when I'm writing and like, and I actually enjoy this, but I'm writing in pretty much a fandom that's like not many people write in anymore because it's 40 plus years old. So I feel like I have to, or else it'll just die out and no one will write. And then what will I do?
But that's not been true. People are still writing that. It may just be.
They are, less, but they don't write it as much. Like, I remember when I first started reading this compared to what it is now, and it is very much lower. But I actually kind of like that because I don't, then it's not, I have to read 40 stories a night, which is what it was at one point. It's much more like, oh, it's just look at this handful. But I don't want it to die out completely. So sure I feel like I have to contribute. I'm making a lot of panicked motion.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. And I do have a kind of a fiery happy hour coming up about
Ooh.
Some fan fiction stuff. But yeah, so look forward to that.
Every time.
Yeah. But also, just to mention, I had this on the calendar for a long time. This, especially with Oxenfree, I really wanted to talk about it. But there is still ongoing strike stuff, which we totally support.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a strange place to be when you're like, I'm really enjoying this media. It was done before the strike, all this stuff, but it just feels kind of strange.
Right.
I hope that they get what they're asking for, which is not that much, to be honest.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's our media update. If you have any suggestions, some cozy, lazy games, it sounds like. For
Is there something less lower than cozy? What's less than that? Like hibernating? Is there hibernating games? Is that the word?
Please let us know. I'm so curious as well. You can email us at stephanieofmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or at Instagram and TikTok at Stuff We Never Told You. We also have a T Public store and a book that you can pre-order now at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com, audiobook and physical book. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.